Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbore and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
Hello, welcome to Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol. I'm Jonna Spilbore here with my co-host.
I'm Carol Pesci, and we are here with our token male, Frankenberry.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frankenberry. So, this is our first Happy Hour show at our new home. We moved across town, so to speak.
It's like our birthday, kind of.
Well, no, you know what it's like? It's like when you move into, say, a new house or a new apartment and you have all these boxes that you have to unpack.
And figure out where stuff goes.
Yeah, we're doing that right now as we speak.
Right.
We're unpacking
all the
boxes.
Who's going to sleep where and with who?
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
we have no toilet paper. Where's the toilet paper? And we need some sort of coffee mug to put our beer in.
So, and we can't even talk about the coffee mug you have. You're going to have to go to Facebook and look for that.
Oh.
Because it ain't right. And it ain't appropriate for FM.
No, not for radio.
Neither are we, but somehow we got in the studio.
Somehow,
locked the door.
We snuck our way in.
I know. They can't stop us now.
So in case you do recognize our names or our voices, we are the hosts of this award-winning radio show. And yes, we're not exaggerating about that.
Big time.
We won the 2016 Best of the Hudson Valley Radio Program Award.
Yep.
And we're going to milk that for all it's worth. It's clear into like 2018, 2019. We're just going to keep it right on going.
Even after others win it?
Oh, who else is going to win it from here on out? I wrote a very big check to the judges in 2016 to get us that award. So, yeah, so we're here and we're going to have the same kind of fun that we had across town where we came from. And we're going to do it with you. So let's rock and roll.
Yeah. So Jonna is an attorney, if you haven't noticed. And if you listen to the radio anywhere in the Hudson Valley or perhaps tri-state area, you've heard her name. So you're an attorney.
Yep.
And also on Fox News all the time. We saw you last night. And but you also happen to have a passion for helping others live their best lives, law of attraction and self-help. And so we've come together. I'm an author and a happiness expert, inspirational speaker. And Jonna and I came together to form this show to bring together some smart people. Sometimes that's us. Sometimes
it's people smarter than us.
To offer you maybe a little bit of insight, tidbit, to live a little better, a little happier. And one thing we promise is not to be dry. We're going to be fun about it.
Yeah, we never take ourselves too seriously because...
Especially you.
Especially me. Life is too short and it really... We're on this journey to have fun and be joyful and we can't lose sight of that. But along the way, it's also nice to have some very helpful tips. Like our guest today, if you stick around for the rest of the show, is author of Girl Code, Kara Elwell-Leyba. She's also a master life coach and friend of ours. Fantastic gal.
Yeah, she's sharp. So Girl Code, unlocking the secrets to success, sanity, and happiness for the female entrepreneur. So she'll be coming up in our second segment.
Yeah, so stick around for that. Meanwhile...
Got any drama?
Well,
any Jonna drama?
I have a couple... I have a weird thing. I have a weird thing that I want to run by you two.
This is something new, Frank and Mary, isn't it?
Well, no.
Jonna, weird things?
Yeah. Yeah.
Since when?
So... I have a household item.
Oh, I thought you were going to say itch.
No. A household item in my little New York City pad. You've been there. You've seen it. It's not a very large place. I am missing my toothbrush. And it
Did you check the toilet?
I checked everywhere. It was last seen before I left my apartment, and my housekeeper, New York City housekeeper, was coming to do what she does.
What?
I know. And so, like, after I looked everywhere, including inside the refrigerator, inside the garbage, I looked everywhere. And so I contacted her, and I'm like, Lily, did you happen to maybe it fell in the toilet and you just forgot to tell me?
Right.
Yeah. You did the right thing and got rid of it. She's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who?
So wait, so how does a toothbrush go MIA?
Somebody takes it.
But there was nobody else.
The cleaning lady.
In the So you're saying that she's forgetful.
Dishonest, if you want to call it forgetful. I mean, I always like to look at the positive side, so we can go with forgetful.
All right.
I say dishonest.
Well, but, you know, I've not had any problems with her before.
But this ain't your little Colgate take it out of a plastic cardboard container toothbrush, is it?
No, this is a Mac Daddy freaking toothbrush.
Because it's something you own.
Bells, whistles.
You probably got it on as seen on TV.
This toothbrush is so good. I don't even have to do anything. It like just levitates into my mouth, brushes my teeth. I have to do nothing else. Exactly. It does it all for me.
It actually makes the coffee that you're getting the stains off with the toothbrush with.
Right. And then it tells me I'm pretty, and then it goes back into its holder, and it's all good. So I had to replace it.
I have something similar. Go ahead. Carry on.
That went missing from your house?
Nope. Not going to do it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
More on that later. So anyway, so now I have this conundrum because I think it's weird. So most people would be like you, you know, all right, maybe the housekeeper accidentally did something with it. She forgot. She didn't want to tell me, whatever. But now I'm thinking I'm being set up and my DNA is being used to...
Well, that was my second idea. I was just waiting until we finished
frame me. Yeah, frame me for a crime. That's what I'm thinking. And I can't stop thinking that thought now. So what do you think? Like somebody broke in, there's going to be some sort of issue, there's going to be some dead body somewhere, and somehow my tooth DNA is going to be at the scene of the crime, and how am I going to explain that away?
Here's what I think.
What?
Option number three.
Mm-hmm.
Said Lily, cleaning lady Lily,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
knows who you are, knows you're a big deal, and was probably bragging to some of her friends that she cleans Jonas Spillbore's Manhattan pad. And there's probably some weirdo fetish friend that's like,
get
I'll give you $100 if you can get me Jonas Spillbore's toothbrush. And she takes it.
The toothbrush.
She takes the bait.
Cost more than $100.
Of course it
does. You've got a toothbrush that costs more than $100.
Yes.
Now look, I'm gonna tell you
Stop
right
it.
Now. First off, I haven't listened to much of this because I'm still stuck on Housekeeper. All right. So you had initially started this conversation with in my New York pad,
right,
the real small one.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to explain to everybody that it's really a small place that I have.
That her second home, the one with the view of the Empire State Building.
Exactly.
And the New Yorker.
That place that I have on the beach on the French Riviera. Riviera. The Riviera. See, I can't even say it because I'm so poor. But that place is nothing. It's just a small, tiny place. So after Housekeeper, yes.
Well, now that totally makes sense. Of course
we can go with number three.
It's over $100 toothbrush.
But she did. All right.
A toothbrush that's over $100.
You know, I know.
Honest to God, does it do double duty?
But here's the thing. She didn't steal the part that makes it go. She only stole the... So without the part that recharges it...
Oh, really?
She left the... Well, assuming whoever took it or misplaced it left the part that makes it go and just took the part that will run out of juice. That's why I'm convinced it's going to be part of a crime scene. You see? They don't need to recharge
it. It's a electric, like vibrating toothbrush?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it's got lights and it timers the whole shebang.
And tell me again where you've looked for it.
Garbage. Refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
Refrigerator. Under thing, like behind the commode. I didn't look in the tank, though.
Yeah, this is some toothbrush. This is a toothbrush that's able to lift the top of the tank and stash itself underneath the top of the tank, close the tank like it's in some sort of mob movie.
Well, listen. All right.
Linda.
I'll get off this fascinating toothbrush topic, but let it be known. This is my evidence that if the cops come knocking on my door because my tooth DNA is at a scene of a crime, you guys are my witnesses. And you're posting my bail. All right? That's it. Let's move on.
I'd post for you.
I know you would. Yeah. Frank and Barry.
I don't know who I'd call, though, because you're the one I'd call if I was ever in trouble.
You better have bail around a five spot, or I'm no good to you, lady.
I'll bring money, but I don't know about the legal help. I wouldn't know what to do.
Frank and Barry is only going to post my bail, but it's only $5.
I'd be calling you on your cell. You'd be in the cell going,
what? Not a good time.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that weird thing happened, but... Anyway, just had to share because I do. I think it's strange. Like, has anything strange ever gone missing? But you have a husband, so you could explain that. You live alone, Frankenberry, at the moment, like
right.
me. So if something goes missing from your pad, either the cats did it or a ghost did it or you two are being framed.
Well, I did have a little clipper go missing. And I, you know, it was right around the time where my ex, Maria, her son, they were still here. So he would visit me on the weekend. So I said to him, I said, JG, did you take my little clipper? You know,
I'm What's getting, a clipper? Well, you mean like a hedge clipper?
No, I'm an old guy now. I got to clear stuff out of my ears.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Stop it.
So you get that little, you know, little tiny clipper.
Too early for that.
Oh.
So
an ear hair clipper.
Yes. Wait,
you know what? Thank God. That was God's way of telling you, no, you are not clipping your ear hair. You're too young to have it.
Nair it. Can you put a little nair in there?
Oh, God.
No. What are you kidding me?
It'd be like a really bad wet willy.
Yeah, I'll probably figure out some way to burn my
brain
ears.
Brain will be on fire. So that went
I'll
missing?
I'll destroy my hearing. Yes, it went missing. And I said to JG, I'm like, did you steal that? Did you snag that? For whatever reason, maybe to the, you know, because he's young now, so he's trying to grow a mustache, so maybe he's, you know, he's going to take it for that.
Maybe he used it.
And then, I'm not kidding you, I looked everywhere, couldn't find it, looked in the medicine cabinet. Medicine cabinets are not large. You don't lose stuff when you look in, it doesn't take long to look in a medicine cabinet, you know, especially when you're at a neighbor's house and you ask him to use the bathroom. So, I can't find
it. Raise your hand. Nobody will know.
And I'm not kidding you. Just 3 weeks ago, I looked at my medicine cabinet and it was there.
And it was there.
And I swear to God, it was not there before.
That's what I'm hoping happens with this. I looked everywhere and maybe you're looking so hard that you're not looking at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Kind of like when you're looking for your keys in your right hand and you can't find them in your left.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Oh, I hate that. Or my glasses when they're on top of my head.
It happens to me all the time.
But I do have it back, so my ears are clean now. Oh, do you want to see?
Oh, see? You know what? Those are the cleanest ears I've ever seen.
On an old dude, that's pretty nice ears.
On a young guy.
Yes.
Oh, Frankenberry. Well, you know what? In weeks to come, we'll talk about your grooming habits on the air. We got something for you.
The old man grooming.
We're not going to talk about manscaping, are we?
Oh, we will.
Best commercial in the world.
We will. Give us a couple weeks.
Yes, all right. Fantastic.
We should resurrect that. No pun intended.
That was the funniest.
I know, that was
ever.
A good commercial.
And our making fun of it. That was good as well. All right, I don't have anything to talk about that's missing. I just have something that's unusual that my mother's doing.
What is that?
It's unusual because you wouldn't expect it, but on the other hand, I think it's kind of cool. I had to take her out to the store yesterday. You want to know why?
Why?
She needed new pajamas.
All right.
Why does my 76-year-old mother need new pajamas?
Because her old pajamas are old.
Right. And why would one care?
Because she likes to be comfy. Some people like to sleep in pajamas.
She met somebody at Sam's Club?
You're kind of close. No.
She's going to a pajama party.
She's having a pajama party.
Nice.
Gotta love mommy. Just a little backstory for our listeners. Carol's mother is sometimes a part of this show. We call her lovingly Mama Chewy.
Yeah.
After a character that used to be on, what was her name? Chelsea
Handler
show.
Chewy.
And she's one of the coolest mothers in the world.
She's awesome.
She really is. She drives a car that looks like a cat.
It's a little, if you ever see this, I probably shouldn't even say this because I'm just going to know, that's Carol Pesci's mother. Yeah, it's a little white smart car and she's got a little purple leopard on the steering wheel. She's got purple cats in the back windows and she rocks that car.
When is the PJ party?
It is coming up this Tuesday.
Yep. Oh, during the week?
Well, they have to go to work the next day.
Yeah, they don't have school nights.
They're 80.
Are they all sleeping over? Or is it like you come in your pajamas and you leave that night?
Two of them. There's going to be alcohol involved.
Okay.
And three ladies over the age of 75. Slumber party. I think it's weird, and yeah, I think it's awesome.
Is there going to be drunk texting, drunk social mediaing?
Wouldn't be the first time.
You know what? Yeah, there is going to be, because I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to text her at her own pajama part. I'm going to text her a picture of myself in pajamas that I will have to myself go buy. Yes.
Yeah, so that's my proud moment.
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Why not, though? All right, let's take a break. We got somebody really cool we're going to talk to.
Yes.
A personal friend of ours. She's a big deal. She's awesome. She's smart and she's fun. She happens to have pink hair, which I dig, and I wish I could rock. Don't think I could, but she can. So coming up is Kara Alwil-Leyba. She is the author of Girl Code, Unlocking the Secrets to Success, Sanity, and Happiness for the Female Entrepreneur. Stick around when we come back.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And we are back with Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. And it is time now to get to our guest, Carol.
Yeah, and we're not going to forget you, Frankie Barry, because you're the token male, the token testosterone in the room that balances all this estrogen out, right? It's like you
yeah,
the
sure.
of estrogen swimming around.
And for the rest of the guys out there, my apologies. Because I'm not going to represent you well. I'm just giving you the heads up.
Sure you will. All right. So we're very excited to have with us today for our very first show at our new home here, a personal friend of ours and fabulous gal pal, master life coach, Kara Alwal-Leyba. She's a best-selling and award-winning author, radio host, master life coach, as I said. And she empowers women to live their most effervescent lives, celebrate themselves every day, and make their happiness a priority. She has published 6 books and hosts a top-rated podcast, Style Your Mind. To learn more about Kara, visit her at thechampagnediet.com. That's right, thechampagnediet.com. Who doesn't love the sound of that?
Yeah, and who doesn't love a lazy friend? I just gotta love a lazy friend.
Lazy friend.
I don't really do a whole lot.
Oh, stop it.
Overachiever, I know. So she's with us today to talk to us about one of her, and she does have, I've read every single one of her books, fabulous, love your style. Style, Kara. Love your insight. So it's not just the insight, it's the insight and the delivery, and you've got them down pat. So Kara just recently re-released her book, Girl Code, Unlocking the Secrets to Success, Sanity, and Happiness for the Female Entrepreneur. And if you are not driving and have access to the internet right now, go to Amazon and pull this cover up, because this is like the best book cover.
Yeah, the cover alone should ever. Win an award.
Yeah, yeah. Love it.
Aww, so, thank
Kara,
you guys.
So, Kara, talk to us about the premise of Girl Code. What's the main message here? What made you want to write this book?
So, Girl Code came to me kind of as an idea that I was, really it's just a, kind of a collection of stories about my life. It was something that I was going through, and as a writer and as someone who's a true storyteller, I feel like I'm just always kind of talking about whatever it is I'm currently experiencing. So, during the time in my life that I wrote Girl Code, I had left my corporate job. I was working for MTV. Sounds glamorous, was not glamorous. I was working really, really long hours in a digital advertising department. It was totally passionless. It was not helping me fulfill my creativity or any of my desires. And I finally, after being there for 8 years, made the decision to leave and pursue my dreams. And what my dream was being able to work with women full time as a life coach, as a writer, and really connect with people. So when I finally left, I noticed that, you know, being kind of immersed into the world of female entrepreneurs, it was a new thing for me, because I could kind of like dip my toes in it a little bit before, you know, went to a few networking events, but I was still really part-time. I was side hustling, as they say. But once I was in it full-time, I was like, oh, this is like a whole underworld. Like, all these people here, like, there are these, like, cliques and these events and, like, who knows who. And I saw clearly that there were two different types of women. Mm-hmm. There were the women who were, yeah, there were the girls who were out there gossiping about each other and being really jealous and comparing their businesses to other people's businesses, and not just business, but their homes, their cars, their style, their bodies. And they were just like really catty and negative and toxic, honestly. And then there were these women like you girls who I met at the very beginning of my journey. And you guys inspired a lot of what I write about in Girl Code, because you were just so confident in your own skin, so generous with your knowledge and your wisdom, just so okay with yourselves, and you wanted to see everybody else win. Mm-hmm. And I remember immediately saying, like, these are the kind of women that I want to be around. And I made a really conscious effort to, you know, to take that philosophy and those values and really bring them into my own life. So Girl Code is really a story about my journey through entrepreneurship and how I learned to become a better woman, how I learned to empower the women around me, and what that really did for me. And it did a whole lot, because it really, honestly, when you start to support the people around you and you let go of comparison and you let go of negativity, your whole life changes.
And I also think, Kara, and it is something, Jonna, you're right, the three of us and others, we have this small networking group, a Stiletto network group, where we get together and support each other. Very much believe that it's not about competing, it's about supporting. We make each other stronger. You make yourself stronger when you reach out and help other people. Right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
We're helping ourselves at the same time when we look out and help each other.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really not about me or about you. It's really about the collective energy of this whole world. And I feel like if enough people really understood that, we would be in a lot less trouble than we're in right now. And people would kind of come from a different place. But a lot of us come from like our ego or come from a place of feeling small. And that just gets nothing done. So when you start to kind of raise, I know you guys love like law of attraction. I talk a lot about the law of attraction in my books. When you raise your vibration and you change the energy in your life, it impacts the people around you.
Kara, don't you think that, I think a lot of people almost begin with the ego. Like the ego is something that we have to get over before we can get to a place where you can write a book like this, or we can have meetings and help each other and not be jealous and petty and gossip, or, you know, pretend that we're on Real Housewives of New York City, because they do all of that pretty successfully. But you know what I mean. Right. But you have to get, I think the ego gets in our way. And once we figure out that it shouldn't be there and we kick it to the curb or flick it off our plate or whatever we have to do with it, then we can really evolve.
Absolutely. And I really think for me, where I was able to really let go of my ego was when I had to humble myself and work really hard. And that whole struggle and really going through the stuff that I went through in my relationship, and I was in a relationship for 7 years, that was really, really bad for me. Getting out of that, getting out of my job at MTV, and all of that struggle really made me kind of see myself and see people in a very different light. And it was a blessing. So if you can kind of take your struggle and turn that struggle into your success and your story, I feel like your ego almost like fades away naturally. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Exactly.
And we want to, our ego wants to hide our struggle, because the ego wants us to present ourselves as having all the answers, having it all together. And newsflash, none of us do. And I think when you can be authentic and open with the struggles that you go through, you are connecting at a much deeper level with people. And there's no doubt in my mind, Kara, as a master life coach, that you are better at what you do because of the things you've gone through, the work you've put in, the struggles you've had, the self-doubt, or things that don't go according to plan, all helps you do what you do even better.
Oh, 100%. And I say this all the time to my girls, to my clients, my readers, anyone who connects with me. Like, I am going through this just the same way you're going through this. I am no better than anyone. Girls will say things to me sometimes and be like, oh, you know, this, you said something and it changed my life. I'm like, no. I just kind of helped open your eyes to something. You changed your own life. You know, when you realize that we're all responsible for our own story, I'm just a girl that's like going through some stuff, that's figuring a couple things out and sharing it. You know, that's kind of how I view my life and the work that I do. I think that a lot of us can get caught up in like reading, quote, experts and people who are gurus and all this sort of thing. I don't believe in that. I think like we're all human and we're all kind of in the same place.
And that's so helpful to other people, because I think one of the reasons why people listening to us now should connect with you is I love the story how you just took that leap, left the corporate world to do it. Like, that had to be the scary. When I think about it, I get scared. And we already know that you've succeeded.
Right.
But I think that represents what so many other women, and men for that matter, out there want to do and long to do, and they're just too afraid to do it. And you did it. And that's very inspiring.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to master life coach, best-selling author Kara Alwill-Leyba. She is the author of, we're talking about one of her 6 books, and the one book we're talking about is Girl Code: Unlocking the Secrets to Success, Sanity, and Happiness for the Female Entrepreneur. And the basic message of this book is you will get more of what you want in life. You will enjoy the ride more. You will achieve more when you look out for others, when you are supportive, particularly, we're specifically talking about women, you know, female entrepreneurs. You know, it's funny, Kara, because I have people occasionally will say, boy, you know, just don't you find it difficult? Like, most women are really catty. And I'm like, I almost never come across it, ever. And I think that's because I don't allow it in Carol's big bubble world. Just, because that's not the place I'm coming from. I am always, always on the lookout. And whether it's another woman, whether it's a stranger, whether it's somebody in my family, as to how I can enrich somebody else's life. Because you have no choice but to add value to your own life when you add value to the life of another person.
It's so true. You know, you're reminding me of a story that just happened. I went out to the supermarket. I had to get some things, and I was coming home, and this woman was looking really confused in the middle of the street. And somebody had just walked by her, and she just looked so frustrated. I guess the person didn't have an answer, or maybe they were rude to her. And she said, can you tell me where this bus is? So I explained it to her. I walked her halfway up the block. I kind of sent her on her way. I didn't think I did anything that drastic.
Right.
And she looked at me and she said, thank you for being nice.
Yep.
And I got like,
oh, I just got goosebumps.
Because I was like,
I just got
them
too.
Because I thought to myself, like, wow, like, what is she going through? Like, who's around her? Like, that she would be, not that she shouldn't be grateful for that, but, like, what is she used to? Because she was so grateful that I just stopped and talked to her for a minute. So, you know, little things like that that we can do for each other, beyond business, beyond the entrepreneurship world, beyond all of that. If you're just a good person, and you just take a minute to smile at someone or ask somebody how their day is going, you know, maybe you're getting food or coffee and the person's stressed out behind the register, like, just pause and say, like, how are you today? Or, you know, something, make conversation. Those things really, like, all of those little things add up and they make such a difference in the world.
And you know what, if there's any time that we need it, I would say it, you know, there's a lot of challenging things going on right now. Yes, I do live in a bubble, but yes, I acknowledge that we're going through some challenging times. And many of us sit back and maybe feel that our hands are tied and that change is going to come when people in a quote unquote position of power make certain choices or decisions that affect many. But I think the power is at a personal level. And I think the power is every day, the choices we make and how we are towards each other. And anybody can make positive choices to be kind, to be caring, to be compassionate. Not that hard.
Oh, 100%. Somebody said something, they posted something on Facebook, which I love. It's like, okay, well, if you've got the time to post your rant on Facebook, then you have the time to go volunteer and help someone else and put yourself out there in the world.
That was me, Kara. That was my rant.
But Jonna, the difference is you actually physically show up and do things to make this world better. So rant all you want, but back it up with the action. But, you know, when people say things like, somebody said something once and it was, I forgot what they said, like, anyone who thinks love can heal the world is naive. And I was like, wow. Like,
I'm naive. Raise my hand.
Right. Like, I was thinking in my head, like, you're the naive one, because that really, what else is going to do it? Like, this is the message that needs to be spread. Like, I don't know what could be wrong with being a loving person. I just don't see it. Like, if somebody can view love as negative, then they need a lot more of it, obviously, in their lives.
Dang, for sure. Kara, can you touch on one other thing that I loved about this book in particular? You, speaking of jealousy and ego, you talk about it's okay to help people even when they do something similar to what you do, because nobody can say your message the way you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people need to get over that too. You know, we don't want to hide things or play it close to the vest because we're jealous that somebody's going to do it better than us. They're going to do it different than we do.
Exactly. I mean, could you imagine if, John, if you were like, oh, I'm not going to be an attorney because somebody else in the world is an attorney. It's so ridiculous.
And so ain't ridiculous. Nobody attorney like you an attorney. That's for
that
sure.
That is a truth.
And, you know, and here is another, and I don't remember if you directly say this, or it's just the core message of your book, Girl Code, is people who are petty and try to compete by putting other people down, at the root of that is some serious insecurity.
Oh, yeah.
When you are, and this is a double-edged, what's the opposite of a sword? It's like a double-edged good thing, like a double-sided coin or something. When you are confident, you look for ways to boost other people up.
Mm-hmm.
And also, at the same time, when you boost other people up, when you reach out a hand, when you help other people, it boosts your confidence. It's like this cycle that's all, it makes you feel better. If you're lacking confidence, maybe, and you know what, there's enough of that going around, and we have certain days that are better than others, look out for a way that you can help someone else. That's the perfect confidence booster.
Yes, and especially, I mean, helping someone else in, you know, in a time where you're down in the dumps, or maybe you're like looking for inspiration, or you just kind of feel like, you know, things aren't really going right for you, reach out to someone and help them. I swear to you that shifts your energy immediately. Like, it gets you out of your own head and it puts you into a bigger purpose outside of yourself, outside of your ego, and you just feel so much better, and you help that person too.
All right, so here I just have another $1 million idea.
Okay.
Carol and I are full of them.
Here we go.
This is what we're going to do. And Kara, you're going to be one of our keynotes. Can you have more than one keynote? You're going to be our keynote speaker for this.
Okay, I don't want to be the center of attention, so I'll be a side keynote.
Okay, you can be a side keynote. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a confidence conference where that's all we're going to address. We're going to get a nice group of people. I don't know where we're going to have it. But Kara, you're definitely going to speak at
confidence
it.
Confidence conference.
Yes.
I love this.
Con.
The con.
The con.
That is so good.
Oh, all right. So we're.
Jonna, file the trademark because someone's going to rip that.
I like it. And we're going to, it'll be our own little version of like a TED Talk thing. I love
it.
And we're going to have rules of the game. Like, before people get there, we will not tolerate putting other people down. We invite honesty and supportiveness, but we're not going to tolerate people
Should
being
we just
mean.
Get out of the way right now that you're calling it a con?
And we're also going to have champagne, and we're going to have bourbon-soaked cherries that we're going to ship in from the plaza.
I know
you're in for. You won't miss it.
All right, I think that's where we need to hold our next planning meeting, right, Kara? At the champagne
the plaza,
bar at the plaza?
Yes. Oh, my God, this is perfect. Wait, can I tell you guys something? Yes. You're going to die. Yes. Because the book that I'm working on now that's coming out next summer is called Like She Owns the Place, and the book is all about confidence. And,
awesome.
But achieving sustainable confidence, which I think there's a big difference between a lot of people search for these, like, little quick, like, sugar rush versions of confidence, like losing 10 pounds or getting eyelash extensions like we were just talking about, or putting on a new outfit, which is all great.
Yeah.
We should all do those things if they make us happy, but they're not going to provide you that long-term confidence that other things will, like owning your flaws, you know, becoming vulnerable with yourself, accepting yourself as you are. So that's like a whole other show. I can go on for hours about that, but it's totally in line with the idea of confidence and the idea of realizing that there is nobody on this world that you need to be competing with.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Awesome. Kara, we love you. We're wrapping up here with Kara Alwileba, author of Girl Code. Where can people find you, follow you on social media, get your book?
So everything is The Champagne Diet. So it's thechampagnediet.com. I'm on Instagram all the time, and my name there is @thechampagnediet. You can connect with me and find my books and everything right through my website.
Perfect. Thank you very much for all you do to help other women, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Yes, thank you, Kara.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
And Kara, before you leave, I just wanted to say that was a fantastic thing you did for that woman that was lost in the middle of the street, and I'm glad it was you, because if it was me, she would have called the cops. So thank you for taking my place.
I took the hint for you.
Appreciate it.
All right, Kara, take care.
Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Kara.
Thanks. Good night.
All right. It is Jonna. It is Carol. It is Happy Hour. We'll be back. And I just want to let you ladies know that a new survey asked people if they think about what their dog will like when they're buying a car. We'll give you that number when we come back, okay?
All right. Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
All right, we are back with Happy Hour again with the ladies.
Who are you calling a lady?
My bad girlfriend. All right, we are back with Jonna Spilboard, who would prefer to be called Just Jonna, which doesn't quite fit into the fact that she just wants to be a single name like Madonna, because Just Jonna is not a single name.
No, she doesn't want to be called Just Jonna.
Just Jonna.
Just
Jonna.
Call her Jonna.
Yeah, just call me Jonna, like Cher, Madonna.
Jonna, for fun, if you
All right,
Jonna.
So anyway. Okay, so anyway, we are back with Jonna.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol Pesci. Is that
okay? That's right. I got to curse that last name.
And I just wanted to ask you guys, recent survey, asked people if they think about what their dog will like when they're considering buying a new car. What percentage of people said yes?
What percentage of dog owners?
Yes.
Is that who was surveyed?
Of car buying dog owners.
Considered what their dog would like before saying yes to a particular car.
I'm going 93.
92%.
Oh my God, Jinx.
You're thinking that many people said that I'm not going to buy this particular car because my dog may not like it.
I am a dog owner.
92% would take into account their dog.
Life revolves around our fur babies.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys are shooting high because it was actually 65%.
What?
Is that? Oh, we have a millennial in the room.
Then, yeah.
Who's got both hands in the air with her mermaid hair.
I think that's low.
That's exactly what I said.
I really do think that's low because puppies rule the world.
Now, you say, I was a dog owner as well. I mean, when I was still with the ex, we had dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If I were buying a vehicle...
And they were kind of big dogs, so you really need to know
I would consider it for the size of the vehicle, but not whether my dog is going to like the upholstery. Not whether my dog is going to like what color it is, because that's really what this sounds like. Hey, you know, is Rocky going to like that you bought yourself
a
new Kia Soul?
Wait, here's the thing. Let's say you have a Great Dane. And you want to buy yourself a little sports car.
Well, you can't.
You really
do that,
can't
right.
do that.
I said that's the size of the car, yes, would come into play.
Yeah, so I think that's got to be included in the survey. My dogs hate being in the car. They could fit in any car, they could fit in my purse, but they just hate the car. So maybe people like who have dogs like mine wouldn't consider it because no car is going to be fun for the pooches since they hate the car.
All right.
I don't believe any survey numbers I hear anyway, so. I'm still going with their. I'm still
going 90%. Is that a good segue into what we're about to talk about?
It's all fake polls.
Oh, yes.
It's all fake polls, isn't it?
All right. So listen.
Fake.
I have something that I read that I found to be very interesting, and I want to ask you guys to take a guess.
Okay.
All right. Listen. Here's the story.
Linda.
How often does a couple need to have sex to be happy? That's the precise question. How often should couples be having sex to be considered a happy couple? Carol, what say you? Since you are married.
I'm happy.
You're the only one of the three of us who is.
I would say 5 times.
A day?
Yeah, I knew you were going to finish it that way. That's why I paused. You're welcome. I handed it right to you.
Thank you.
I would say 5 times a week.
5 times a week. So almost once a day, taking off weekends.
Perhaps, or the opposite.
Or, you know, right.
Flip that.
Frank and Barry, what say you?
You know, I've been single for 3 years, right?
What?
Yeah.
What?
I've been single for 3 years.
This is such a comfortable topic.
But you weren't. But you weren't always. And at some point, you will be coupled up again. So that you know in the future, how often should you be having sex to be a happy couple?
Are you really confident that I'm going to be coupled up again?
Yeah. Aren't you?
Well, at least somebody is. All right. So
you're couple worthy.
What's that?
You're couple worthy.
Yeah.
That's what I like, you guys.
You're see, a catch.
No, you guys really are all about confidence. So thank
you. You're
that's
funny.
A nice thing.
Yes, you're good looking.
Blowing people up.
Little, you're sensitive. You like
sunshine
animals.
Sunshine in the right spots.
Did you hear me?
What?
You get me? You're good looking. You're funny. And you are sensitive and compassionate to animals.
And in a few weeks, we're going to bring
that's
in the
package.
Man groomer.
That's what you call a package, Frank and Barry.
And he's going to be all
understand
groomed up.
I understand.
How many jerks there are out there?
I understand the word package. Yes, I do.
You have no ear hair.
I have what?
You have no ear hair.
That's right.
We established that earlier.
Because I found my little clipper. That's why.
We need to get him an online profile. I mean, to make sure that part is highlighted. No ear hair.
Yes.
Good groomer.
Top of the list. So,
all right, so anyway, back to the question.
Yeah.
If I go back in time and I think about it, I don't know, I'll say twice a week. At least.
At least twice a week.
At least twice
no
a week.
No less than twice a week to be a happy couple. Well, you are both wrong. And Carol is the most wrong.
Ooh.
Yes. So you're going to be... Ready? Here's the answer.
All right.
This is what the study said.
All right. Give it to me.
To be a happy couple...
So many puns I want to... Okay, go ahead.
To be a happy couple, the magic number when it comes to sex among committed couples is... 1 time per week. Boom.
Well, I was close.
Yeah, I said Carol was the most wrong. And the study
went on. Way less than I would expect it.
The study went on to say that having more sex doesn't make you any happier. Now, go figure. Listen, I didn't write the study. I didn't take the survey.
Who did they survey?
But hang on. But if sex becomes less frequent than once a week, your happiness will decline. So once a week is keeps you happy. 5 times a week doesn't make you any happier, but less than once a week makes you miserable.
Okay.
So when you first read this, though, what was your first guess before you knew the answer?
I was along the lines of Carol. I was much closer to like
just curious
once a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that? And I'm trying to figure out who they took data from 30,000 Americans. And I guess surveyed, and I see, but that's another thing. You don't know if everybody they surveyed out of 30,000 people, are they all telling the truth? Like, how accurate could that be? But they also said that the researchers also looked at the impact of money on happiness. So there was sex and money, right? Two big ones. And it said...
Which, if you put them together, gets you arrested.
True. But in this study... Sex beat money. Yeah. So people were happier to have regular sex than they were to have, I guess, more money. Which, I get, I suppose.
Oh, maybe.
Right?
Could be.
I don't know. I just
plausible.
Unless they were doing this study, you know, with each couple, each person of the couple in the room. Like, you can't say, all right, what would you rather have? Sex with the guy next to you or money, right? What are you going to say?
Here's my honest answer.
Right. Roll your eyes. But I just think that, that's kind of interesting. You know, takes a little of pressure off. And I suppose they don't break down the ages of the couples that they asked, you know. We have a young couple in the room here. I'm sure they might disagree with everything.
Who
that
are
just
very,
came out
very
of my
quiet as we're talking about this. Very, very tight-lipped. Now they're laughing.
Yeah, and it actually said in this study that if you took a bunch of unhappy people and you directed them to have more sex, they would be happier, according to this person.
And I'd be out of a job.
So I just thought that
we
was
don't need your stinking self-help book.
Right?
We're having sex every day.
Yeah. We're just going to get jiggy
Maybe
with
I
it.
Should change profession. Maybe right. That's what this whole message is.
Isn't that something?
Not going to happen.
I mean, again, I don't know how true the numbers are, but I did find that fascinating.
All right. You know what else is fascinating?
What?
Does it bug you?
Everything bugs me, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? When I think about who I'm asking and how I'm starting the sentence, like, why should I? All right, let's go on to something else. No. Does it bug you when people make mouth noises?
Oh, my God.
Now, mouth noises in what regard? While they're eating? While they're talking?
Eating, like the wet mouth noises when people are chewing, breathing too loudly. Ugh. Does it make your blood boil?
Let me tell you a little story about an ex-boyfriend named...
No, don't name him.
You realize we could ask any question under the sun, and it would replied with, let me tell you a story.
And we would be just sit back and get ready
That's
for
right.
it.
I'm going to tell you a little story.
All right,
and I'm going to name his name because this was on the West Coast. I'm sure he's not listening. He probably forgot who I am by now.
Okay.
But his name was Bruno. Bruno, one day, we were dating. Bruno one day decided to eat a salad in front of me. And he slurped this salad so bad that
How do you slurp a salad?
Exactly! That's what I said! I'm sitting across from this man. I'm like, what are you doing? How do you even make that sound? This is lettuce! And I couldn't, and it, you know, like when a dog doesn't understand what you're saying, they just sort of tilt their head. And so I spent like the next 5 minutes just looking at him with his horrible tilted head. And
like
that was it.
Half grossed out and half fascinated. Like, how do you do that?
It was horrible. And that was it. I was done. Then I think I let him finish his salad. And I'm like, this isn't going to work. This just isn't going to work. And I broke up. And yeah, and you know what? Don't call me shallow. That was many years ago. I graduated from breaking up with the other person who had a little mayonnaise on his lip. Like, you can't. It just grossed me out. And so to answer your question, yeah, that bugs me a little bit.
That was a short answer.
She's gone back in time and gotten very angry.
I know.
So first of all, I'm with you.
Thank you.
There are times I might have to turn the TV on or something because I just can't. I can't tolerate the mouth noises.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm a pretty even keeled person. There's not a whole lot of things that get on my nerves. That I'm not good with. So anyway, turns out we both suffer from a brain abnormality.
Oh, of course.
Sure we do. It's called misophonia. It's a disorder which means sufferers have the hatred of sounds such as eating, chewing,
kissing,
loud breathing. Repeated pen clicking. How do you like that? Yeah.
I could take a little bit of loud breathing.
Once a week.
but I can't take the chewing. And if there's somebody having a public display of affection and they're getting really sloppy and making that sloppy kissing noise, that aggravates me too.
I can understand that. Yes.
Yeah, I don't like it. But that's also coupled. That's a slash noise thing plus the rudeness of the public display of affection thing. Like, yeah, I don't like that.
It's actually a trigger. It triggers your brain to go into overdrive.
And that is that what makes people annoyed? Your brain on overdrive? Because my brain is on overdrive an awful lot.
Researchers also found that trigger sounds could evoke a heightened physiological response with increased heart rate and sweating. I buy it.
I buy it, too. Did they say anything about, because I have this other related weird quirk, if two different sounds are going on at the same time, i.e. two
I'll
different TVs, right? Yeah, it makes me nuts. And I can't, and I literally go nuts. I don't like it. And I don't know why that is. It's not, like, I can multitask, but I don't want to listen to, you know, Billy Joel over here and Real Housewives over here. I just don't.
It's like sensory overload. Mm-hmm. And I think the difference between multitasking, and I'm not a very good multitasker, I love focus. just one thing at a time. And mm-hmm. I got to be disciplined because I know that's not my strength. But multitasking is your choice to go from this to this to this to this.
Right.
When you have noise that's coming in from the outside and they're competing noises and they're different, like two different conversations going on either side of you, and it's like you want to go just punch somebody in the neck.
Yes.
I think that's a little bit different.
Yeah, so I don't like that. So at least now I know there's a reason for it. It's not just me.
Misophonia.
It's a brain disorder. So I'm happy to have that.
And you can, so, all right, so let me ask you. So if I happen to get a heightened sense of, what they call it? I don't know. Heightened physiological response. So if I punch somebody in the neck because they're chewing with their mouth open.
Yeah.
Could you defend me in court saying I have misophonia?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, and you know what we would do? We'd get a bunch of people in there to like chew gum really loud so the jury would know what you're talking about.
Like, we feel like, her
we'd keep
pain.
It real. We would keep
we
it real.
Feel her pain.
That's what we do. Speaking of keeping it real, I think we got to get out of here.
We do. I don't know.
Yeah. But listen.
I got things to do.
We're going to keep coming back once a week. Imagine that.
Funny what happens on a show that's weekly.
Yeah, meet us back here. Same time, same place.
Yes, and in between those 2 weeks, you could always reach out to us at our website, which is netchicks.tv, or our Facebook page of the same name.
Netchicks TV. All right.
And you can also, tell people about Netchicks TV real quick before you go. They've got a place to go on.
We have on YouTube, our YouTube channel, which, guess what that name is?
Right.
Yeah.
Netchicks.
we have a video-based version of this show, which is us making fun of ourselves, being silly, and talking with some smart people with some really good content, such as one of them. We're going to get her back on this show, Why Haters Hate. That's a really good
topic.
That's
a really good one. And just a word to the wise, since it's YouTube, we're allowed to swear. We're not allowed to do that on the radio.
And
so
we
if
get
you're
paid for it.
Easily offended, you might not want to check that out, but you should check it out. Yeah.
I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, all I think they will too.
I think they're adult enough. They can handle it.
All right, that's a wrap. We'll be back next week.
All right, well, that was Happy Hour with Jonna. Just Jonna, my bad. And Carol Pesci.
Thank you.
And like they said, we will be back next week. And just know this as we leave. M&M's are coming out with a new flavor.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.